I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Lady. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Well, we have heard about the events of Karbala and women who had played important role in it. But there's a question that whether women before the moment of Karbala, were there women during the Karbala, we know that, but were there women post-Karbala and what was their role? We got to talk about all that in our studio with Siddiqa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for having me today. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Siddiqa. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. A very warm welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so we are understanding over here that Salat is so important. They understand. Everybody recognizes it as one of the most important pillars of Islam, and they do not forget it, even through this tragic event.
So Hazrat Zainab, like you mentioned, where did she get the strength? You see, the whole event of Karbala, they had that faith in Allah. When we have tragic events in our families, we forget that this is from Allah, it's a test from Allah. But Hazrat Zainab, when Imam Hussein has died and they're being taken to Kufa, she throws herself from the camel, she puts her hand under the body and says, Allah, accept this little sacrifice from us.
Okay.
And this strength, this constant belief that Allah is watching me, Allah is with me, whatever I do, I will do it for Allah, gave her the strength to remember that this is from Allah. I know I'm on the right path. I know Allah is with me. And therefore, if I forget my namaz, my spiritual status will fall. My connection with Allah will severe.
Yeah.
And if we teach our children to make justifications, we are allowing them to start severing that bond with Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we have to be very careful in our upbringing with children. Even if it is Fajr, do not let them do Qadha.
Yeah.
If you have to force them, initially you have to, because that's how they will learn.
Yeah.
But go for it.
All right, so this was about Salat. So do we have something about eating etiquettes we learned from these lessons, like we learned from all these roles the women have played?
So when the Ahlul Bayt were taken to Kufa, the people of Kufa, the women of Kufa, were throwing dates for these children to eat.
Okay.
Right? These children were very hungry, right? But these are the Ahlul Bayt. Sadaqah is haram.
Yeah.
Hazrat Umm Kulthum, there is a whole historical discussion on who she was, whether she truly was there. But from the narrations I've read, it was Hazrat Umm Kulthum. And this, I believe, is also present in the book Nafasul Mahmum.
Okay.
I believe. She takes the dates from their mouths, throws it away and tells the people of Kufa, don't you know sadaqah is haram on us, the Ahlul Bayt?
Okay.
What she's basically teaching here is eat halal.
Okay.
Eat what is allowed. Do not allow haram food to enter your stomachs. And we see Imam Hussein, you know, on the day of...
Even if you're hungry.
Even if you're hungry, try your best. I understand in some cases we do waver.
Yeah.
But you know, Imam Hussein, on the day of Ashura, he's talking to the people of Kufa. It is said everyone who came to fight against Imam Hussein were all Kufians. And they are the ones who wrote the letters to Imam Hussein. They were completely aware of who Imam Hussein was. Imam Hussein calls out some of them by their names and says, didn't you invite me to come and guide you? They say, we don't know what he's talking about. Imam Hussein tells them, no, your stomachs are filled with haram. That's why you've come to fight me today.
Okay.
So haram food that enters our stomach has an impact that we cannot imagine. These people fed themselves haram so much that they were ready to blind themselves, close their ears, and brutally and mercilessly kill not anyone, kill the son of the Prophet.
Okay.
Some scholars like Ayatollah Behjat, who was a very great spiritual scholar based in Qom, he was also a jurist.
Yeah.
He used to say, do not even allow doubtful food to enter your stomach.
Mm.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
What are the other lessons that we learned from the role of women?
These women who accompanied Imam Hussein or who fought for his movement, his cause, they show us that we have to support the Imam of the time, and your gender, age, race, nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
We even had some of the servants from the house of the Ahlul Bayt who accompanied the Imam, protected his children, and supported his movement throughout.
Okay.
Like Lady Fidda. She was someone who served in the house of Hazrat Fatima and later accompanied Imam Hussein and his family to Karbala. Hazrat Fidda, it is said about her that this woman for 20 years only spoke using the Quran. If anyone would speak to her, she would speak using the Quran as her language.
Okay.
That means she was so well-versed with the Quran. Now, she had an excuse. I'm a woman. I don't need to go. I'm a servant. I can sit behind and serve the rest of the family. Like she served Hazrat Fatima, she has an excellent excuse to say, look, I've already done my job, I've served your family, let me go now. But she doesn't do that. She accompanies Imam Hussein all the way to Karbala, through all the tragedies that happened, and back to Medina. Not allowing an excuse that I have served your family, now let me go.
Yeah.
Then we have other, like I said, age even doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Over here we had some of the children of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. I believe his name was Abdullah. Imam Hussein was being killed, right? Abdullah leaves Hazrat Zainab. Hazrat Zainab is holding on to Abdullah because he tries to rush off to protect Imam Hussein.
Okay.
She's holding on to him, but he was a very young child. She's holding on to him, but he struggles away from her and reaches to the help of the Imam. This in itself is evidence that when the Imam is in difficulty, your age doesn't matter. You have to be there to protect him. Then we go to
You're bound with the emotions, you're being stopped. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Then we go to the gender. We see, you know, Imam Hussein in the earlier part of the battle told Umm Wahab, like we mentioned earlier, when she tried to go to fight the army, he tells her jihad is not wajib on women. And this is because the men are still present.
Yeah.
Now, Imam Hussein is on the battlefield. He is going to be killed. Hazrat Zainab runs to protect him. And this is evidence that when the Imam is in difficulty, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Jihad becomes wajib on you.
True.
She runs to protect him. And she's standing next to him. You know, she's with him. Imam Hussein is trying to tell her, get back. She's not willing to let go.
Yeah.
He tells her, get back. She's not willing to let go. Shimar comes and whips her and pulls her away. And this is how he separates her. And we refer back to how Hazrat Zahra in Medina did the same thing. She was holding on to Imam Ali. We've discussed this in one of the previous episodes.
True.
Imam Ali is being dragged away to forcefully give allegiance to the caliph of the time.
Yeah.
Hazrat Zainab holds onto his dress. She's been told, let go. She doesn't let go.
Yeah.
Let go. She doesn't let go. They whip her hand. It is said that the way they pulled the two apart, that some of the dress of Imam Ali as well tore.
Sister Siddiqa, you were talking about defending the Imam of time, regardless of your gender. And now you gave us two very beautiful examples of Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha and Lady Zainab.
When it comes to even defending the Imam of the time or defending the religion or the movement of religion, there's always going to be a need for sacrifice.
Yeah.
It is very difficult to sacrifice what we have. And this is why in Akhlaq we have a concept of zuhud.
Yeah.
Zuhud does not mean having things. It means not being attached to those things.
All right.
And these women who accompanied Imam had this zuhud in them. They had this detachment to what they had. They had children, but they raised them for the Imam. They raised them for the religion. They had wealth. Imam Hussein was not a poor man.
Okay.
Imam Hussein was very rich. Yeah. To the extent he actually bought the land of Karbala before he died, so he could be buried there. These people were not poor when they went to Karbala. They were very rich, but they didn't have attachment to what they had.
All right.
And these women as well, they sacrificed their children for this path. And we know that every woman, like we mentioned some of the examples previously, they would prepare their sons to go to the battle. Ali Akbar went. He was a very young man. Imam Hussein even gives him away in the path of Allah. This is sacrifice. Sometimes it's easy to let go of your wealth.
Yeah.
We had some of the people who accompanied Imam Hussein all the way till Karbala. But when they saw that things were getting hard, they're like, I'm giving you my horse, I'm giving you my money, but I can't give you my life. and they would run away.
All right.
When it comes to defending Islam, sacrifice does not mean letting go of it. It just means giving away in the path of Allah. And when you give away something in the path of Allah, you will be returned tenfold of it.
This is also answer to all of those who put on these doubts in Islam, that who say that religion only belongs to the poor. But we see that the family of Ahlul Bayt, who are rich, who are like Imam Hassan al-Islam, who gave away his property not just once, not just twice, but more than two times. And for the third time, he gives like more than half of his property. And
three times he gave it completely. I think another two, three times he gave half of it away.
All right. So it's not an easy thing to do, like to give away everything you have. Getting detached from what you have is another lesson.
Yes, maintaining the zuhud that these women had.
Yeah.
They loved the children, but they realized that attachment is a different thing, because these people had reached a spiritual status where they realized, if Allah has given me a child, and if I give my child away in the path of Allah...
They have realized that child is amana.
They've realized the value of what God has given them. This God has given them a gift.
Trust.
They brought these children up in the right way and then gave them away. The Onan Muhammad, the children of Hazrat Zainab, the family of the Prophet after Karbala, Kufa, Sham, returned back to Medina. The people go to pay their respects to the husband of Hazrat Zainab. I think his name was Abdullah ibn Ja'far.
Okay.
And they go to pay the respects. So the servant of Abdullah ibn Ja'far tells them, this tragedy has come on us because of Imam Hussein.
Oh.
Yeah. Abdullah ibn Ja'far takes a shoe and throws it on him. He's like, don't you dare say that. For me, it is a source of pride that if I couldn't physically be there in Karbala, my two children went and supported this cause. It has become a source of pride that I could sacrifice my children in the movement of Imam Hussein. You see, these people were not against Islam only. They were against every ethical trait.
Okay.
Right? You cannot brutally and mercilessly murder unless you have no etiquette at all.
True.
When you've left every moral concept in the world and thrown it in the bin.
Yeah.
Right? These people had thrown every moral concept in the bin.
Whatever they had, yeah.
So Imam Hussein, when he rose up, he was not only saving a religion, he was saving humanity itself.
Okay.
And today when me and you can have this level of empathy, Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari very nicely says, when you cry over Hussein, it is because your spirit and the spirit of Imam Hussein has united in a manner that now you understand who Hussein was. And therefore, today that we can sit and maintain our morality is because someone many years ago strove to maintain it.
Yeah.
Gave up a lot to maintain that morality. So today me and you can sit like human beings and not like wolves.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the Muslim Lady, and I'm with Siddiqa. We're talking about the lessons we learned from Karbala. We saw patience.
We have seen a lot of patience in Karbala. Yes. So these women, obviously, we know that, like we mentioned quite a few times, their tents were ransacked, their husbands, sons, fathers were killed. What they demonstrated was that whatever has happened, we will not let go of our patience. It is said that the patience of Imam Hussein, the patience of Lady Zainab, had kept the angels amazed. You see, a lot of the times we have a lot of difficulties that fall on us and we forget Allah. You know, in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعَنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The dhikr of Allah brings peace to the
peace
heart.
Peace to the heart.
And this peace is also a form of patience. It gives you that patience. You know, right now the world is in a very difficult situation. Financial difficulties, war, famine, drought, COVID. We lose a lot of family members. Remember that this world is just temporary. In our community, we have a very good culture that when someone in a family dies, instead of Just remembering our family, we start to recite the musibah, the tragedy of Imam Hussein. So we realize that people went through worse,
yeah.
but they exercised patience. And when we want to cry, like Imam Ridha says, if you need to cry over something, cry over Hussein because he was mercilessly killed.
Inna Allaha ma'as sabreen. Indeed, Allah is with the sabreen who act with patience. Thank you so much, Sadiqa, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.